From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today, internet rumors. Mm-hmm. We're not spreading them. We're going to debunk them. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. It's Friday, November 30th, 2007. And I got to say, as if there was another reason to hate working the graveyard, the third shift, whatever it is you call it, there is now possibly scientific data out from the World Health Organization. They're now classifying that shift of work as a probable carcinogen.
Yeah, it's not actually the work itself. It's the factors common among graveyard shift workers that raise the risk for cancer. I'm in trouble because I anchored the overnight news at ABC 2 years, took a little time off, like rolling in here in the wee hours at 3 a.m. But fortunately, there are people disputing this.
Okay.
It's something about your melatonin levels. And you can take melatonin, which helps regulate your sleep cycle, but then your body might stop producing it. So I'll be rolling in later, people. That's all I'm saying.
I just want you to know, every time I come in at 5:15, it's because I'm putting my health first.
Exactly.
I take care of myself.
What is on the show today?
We got some political talk with Jonathan Martin, Politico.com. He is going to talk about those top 10 scurrilous internet rumors that are floating about. But lest you think that we are becoming some kind of tabloidy show, we are going to tell you why they're not true. That's the end of that.
All right. Also, Osama bin Laden has released a message. An audio message came out yesterday, not directed at Americans, but Europeans. We'll dive into that story as well.
Also, a guy whose goal is to work 52 different jobs in 1 year. So far, he's been a dairy farmer, tattoo artist, radio DJ. Perish the thought. We're going to get news from special news correspondent Laura Conaway in just a moment. She's waving from the booth. First, though, let's get to the BPP's big story. Facebook users poke back. Facebook is responding to privacy complaints by scaling back a new feature that broadcasts information about what members are buying online for their friends and transmitted to their friends.
Users who disliked the system called Beacon had two main complaints. One, they considered it an invasion of their privacy. And two, it ruined Christmas, literally.
Here's a case in point from the Washington Post. A guy named Sean Lane, he bought a diamond ring for his wife for Christmas. Sweet. He went to great lengths to make it a surprise. He told her he wasn't going to get her jewelry this year. But as soon as he bought the ring, a message went up on Facebook, on his Facebook page, which said, Sean Lane bought a 14-carat white gold 1/5-carat diamond eternity flower ring from Overstock.com.
Guess it's for his wife now. I kid.
Well, yeah, I mean, 2 hours after he bought the ring, he got an IM from his wife, Shannon, saying, who's the ring for? He tried to play dumb, but it lasted for like about half a second because he had to admit that it was, in fact, for her.
But outed givers and receivers were only part of the driving force behind Facebook's decision to revamp Beacon. The liberal activist group MoveOn.org launched a petition 9 days ago to protest what it called an invasion of users' privacy. In response, Facebook announced it would give users more flexibility to choose what information Beacon publishes and from which sites.
They also said that they'd make a list of Beacon partner websites more visible. That list includes eBay, Travelocity, Fandango, Blockbuster, and others. Plus, Facebook pledged to provide a new tutorial and help section on how Beacon works.
And Facebook was indeed contrite. In a post explaining some of the changes, Paul Janzer of Facebook added, quote, we're sorry if we spoiled some of your holiday gift-giving plans.
They needs to pay for some of that wedding is what they needs to do. And that is the BPP big story. And now, with her news debut, our very good friend, online producer, and today newscaster extraordinaire, Laura Conaway is here.